This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Monday, August 3, 2009. No longer dead, but alive. The scripture is Ephesians 2, verses 1 and 2. You were dead in your transgressions and sins when you followed the ways of this world. Nothing is more basic and universal to humanity than the desire to live. But we don't want merely to exist. We want a life that is long in years and rich in quality. No wonder. We're told in Genesis that God created human beings in His own image and likeness. Since God is the source of true life, people created in His image are naturally inclined towards desiring life. The alternative to life is death, and we go to great lengths to avoid it. In North America, we spend billions on health care to stay well and fit. But Paul understood that there is another kind of death that's just as real as physical death, but not as obvious. When the Apostle Paul writes, "You were dead in your transgressions and sins," he's referring to spiritual death. In the Bible, spiritual death is caused by people's separation from and rejection of fellowship with God, their Creator. Because every person is created in God's image, we all share a desire for life. Because every person is trapped in rebellion against God, we are all alienated from the God of life. Spiritual death is universal. But that's not the end of the story. Ephesians introduces us to the answer to death in all its forms. It's good news. Hearing and embracing the good news message of Jesus means life for all who believe.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.